Hello.
Hello, this is Brittany calling you back from customer support. You left your number as a callback, so I was returning your call.
Yeah, I was wondering why I got charged two additional charges on my account.
All right, yes, so I can take a look at that for you. Can you verify the first and last name on the account, please?
Christine Drahan.
Thank you. And your shipping address?
4811 Montauk.
And the city and state?
Parma 44144 or Parma, Ohio.
Is it Cleveland?
What customer are you from? What customer service are you from?
We're a third-party call center, handles customer support for a variety of companies.
Yeah, it's Cleveland.
Okay. All right, thank you. So I see where you done a 14-day trial on the 29th of December for keto acid supplements and the cleanse. So that was a 14-day trial. After the 14 days, they will charge you for each one of them bottles, and then therefore after they will want to send you more and charge you.
Well, no, I don't want any of that. I didn't want the original charge. It said nothing about that when I ordered the product.
Yes, yeah, so it does explain that in the terms and conditions that if you don't call to cancel in 14 days, they'll charge you the full price of the products. Now, if you wouldn't have agreed to the terms and conditions, they wouldn't have not sent the products to you.
I didn't agree to that. I read the terms and conditions. It said nothing about a cancellation in 15 days. I don't want the product. I want a refund for that amount of money. And that's
yes,
all.
Ma'am. So, unfortunately, them charges are valid, which means I will not be able to issue you a refund on them charges.
I don't want any further charges ever again, and I technically want a refund. I mean, I'm gonna call, like, a small claims court on the phone number, but I want a refund. There's absolutely nothing in the terms and conditions or anything else that states otherwise. It's a bullshit website, and clearly, that's, unfortunately, I got scammed, and I whatever, it is what it is. But I don't want them to ever have my authority to charge anything again. I don't want to remove anything that may be in the system on it.
Yes, yeah, so I can go ahead and cancel the account for you.
Yes.
And I can go ahead and offer you a 35% refund.
I would like a little bit more. It's $200 freaking. It's such a scam. And $200 that they charged out of my account that I'm missing now, $183, whatever it is. 35% of that's not really going to satisfy me. Is there anything you can do more than that?
All right, could you hold for one moment while I look at your account, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still here, maybe one more moment.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So while I was looking at the account here, it does look like I can offer you a 50% refund on each one of them charges.
That's fine, but I've had to cancel the debit card now as well, so I need a check issued to me.
All right, so since you've canceled the your credit card, have you filed a dispute with your bank yet?
They said they can't do anything because they said it was somehow through whatever.
Okay. All right, so could you hold for one moment, please? Thank you. I'm still here, okay? It may be one more moment.
Okay.
All right. Okay, ma'am, so, so it'll be one moment while I issue that 50% refund, okay?
Are you going to issue it via check, though?
So, that's what I'm trying to speak with my manager about the check part, because I don't think we can, send checks out like that, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to, that's what I'm asking her, and I will let you know as soon as possible
well, yeah,
as
because,
I know something.
My bank randomly, they just canceled my debit card without even investigating, and then said, oh, we're not going to refund you for anything either. So now I don't have any means of getting a refund.
All right, yes, ma'am. So could you hold for one moment
yeah.
while I speak with my manager?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, ma'am. So, unfortunately, my manager did inform me that we do not issue checks. However, what I can do for you is go ahead and issue a refund back to your account for the 50%. And since that, even though that card is canceled, that card there is still linked to your checking account. So, even though it's canceled, you can't use it. We can't pull money off of it, but we can. You can receive refunds back to that card. It will go into your checking account. You just can't. It just won't let people take money off of your account. Does that make sense?
Are you sure about that?
Yes, ma'am. That's what my manager just informed me.
Is there anything else you can do aside from the 50%? I mean, it's a lot of money. And I mean, I know you understand that, and I think you're doing a really great job of handling my very much angered self right now. But
yes, ma'am. I do understand 100% where you're coming from. I know it is tough times right now and everything. So while I was here looking at the account while waiting on her, it does, she did go ahead and let me know also that I could provide you with a 75% refund as well.
That would be great. I would appreciate that. If there's, I mean, obviously 100% is the goal, but if there's not a way to do that, the 75% would be really, really appreciated and helpful.
Yes, ma'am. Could you hold for 1 moment while I turn back over to my manager and ask her about 100% refund?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. So my manager did inform me that I could go ahead and issue you that 100% refund.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. You're awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, it will take anywhere from, So it will take 3 to 5 business days to receive these refunds back into your account. And I am sending you 2 refund email confirmations. So
okay.
Them confirmation emails is to show you that, you know, we did refund you these 2 amounts that we did talk about. And
okay.
If you happen to not receive them within 6 days, giving it 6 days at the max, okay?
Okay.
you can call back in with your bank on the line. Once they verify you never received that refund, we'll see what else we can do about a refund, okay?
Okay, I really, really appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am, and I sent the two refund emails to c_dre17@yahoo.com.
Yes.
All right, yes, ma'am. So is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
All right, well, I can go ahead and provide you that cancellation number.
Yeah, but hold on, let me get her pen.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll type it into my phone. Hold on. What is it?
C as in Charlie, 878-4077-196.
So C as in Charlie, 878-4077-196.
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name is Brittany.
And then you said within 6 days, right?
Yes, well, give them 6 days to max.
Okay. I really appreciate your help 100%. Thanks.
You're welcome. That's what we're here for, is to help you.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.